Amen. Lord, keep my heart always true to you. Oh, good morning, Lord Jesus. Can we say it together? Good morning, Lord Jesus. I love you. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. It's so good to, hallelujah, for the enjoyment of God and fellowship. Isn't it good to be having these times in the morning? On the one hand, there's some fellowship or some learning, and then we get to practice morning by morning. Amen. Isn't this one thing, you know, when you practice, you get better, right? And actually, isn't it true? I remember when I first started to, you know, come into the church life and I learned about, kind of like Marty shared the other night, you learned about this thing that the saints do called morning revival. I shouldn't say the saints do, right? They have, you know, a time with the Lord in the morning. And you say, oh, and maybe even you do it once in a while. But eventually you realize, wow, the saints, they do this every morning. And so then you want to try to do it every morning. And you touch it once in a while, you enjoy it. But I don't know, have you ever run into times where you're trying to touch the Lord in the morning and you just feel like it's not working? I had that, you know. It was like, one day it'd be so good. Next day, it would be so bad. And so good, so bad. But then you see these older brothers, you know, a little bit older, and it seems like no matter what, they're always glowing, right? And when they share about morning, actually, I think the reason is the more, and this was my experience a little bit, is that the more we practice, the more we learn how to have that time with the Lord. There was a little sentence on from day two. It says, there are, you know, take it in a good way, there are procedures for everything that is done. Fellowshipping with God also has procedures. Although these procedures are not rigid, we cannot deviate too much from them. We will reap the most benefit if we fellowship with God according to the best procedures. I don't like the word procedures so much, but it's true, right? If I want to have a drink of water, there's a procedure, right? I really have to unscrew the cap first. There's just no way around that. And I have to lift it up, right, and put it at an angle. This isn't my water bottle, so I'm not going to do it. But you don't think about it, because after you do it, you know, it just becomes normal, right? Well, I hope that as we're practicing morning by morning, this will become so normal. Pick up these normal, organic procedures, and we would reap the most benefit from it. So our specific point we wanted to touch this morning was prayer. And maybe let's read this verse, John 4:24, together. It's on page 12. Ready? Go. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truthfulness. Amen. Good. I think we've become clear more and more that God is spirit. Amen. If we want to contact one who is spirit, what do we need? A human spirit. Do we have one, Joe? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, we have a human spirit. So if we want to contact God, we want to worship God, we must use our human spirits. But there's another side, or another ingredient, you could say here. We must worship in spirit and truthfulness. And there's a lot of meaning to this word truthfulness here. But one sense we want to bring out this morning is actually we need to be truthful with the Lord. Actually, we just need to speak to God whatever is going on inside. We need to speak, I like this phrase that's in here, speaking genuinely from the heart. We need to be genuine with God. So I think even earlier this week there was a point, you know, we don't need to expound the scriptures to the Lord in the morning, right? Although sometimes we appreciate something from the scriptures, and then sometimes, I've done this before, where you just start, you appreciate something from the scriptures, and you just start speaking all those points back to him in the morning. And it's not bad, actually, because it's the word and it's the truth. But sometimes, as you're doing that, But actually, there's something in your heart, and you're not even opening it. You know, maybe there's some anger or some disappointment, some pressure, or maybe you're just genuinely happy. But instead of actually contacting, you know, God is a person, you know. And actually when we're having time with him in the morning, it's you and another person having a time together. Have you ever had a time with someone where you could just tell there was just a, they were just kind of giving you the there was a kind of a mask, right? They're just being nice on the outside, but they're not really opening to you, right? And actually, sometimes we, unknowingly, we might become this way with God. You know what I mean? In other words, you're not really opening who you are. You might think, okay, I just need to recite this verse, and I just need to say this one prayer that I've heard all the people pray over and over again. Then you bounce to another one, and you say, okay, I had my time with the Lord, right? But you never really had fellowship with God. You never had the back and forth with another person. And so this is something I've been learning still, you know. It's so easy. There's this word here. It's so easy to be pretentious with God. You know, we don't mean to. But we need, because we don't realize that it, you know, there's this verse in 1 Peter 5:7. It says, casting all your anxiety on him because it matters to him concerning you. It really, he's a loving person and it matters to him what you're feeling inside. We do need to exercise our spirit, right? But as we're exercising our spirit, we might sense something inside. We might realize even there's something. I think even a sister said the other day, while you are all having a good time with the Lord, I was arguing with him or something, right? I can't remember who it was. But there was, in other words, there was something going on in her, and she was having a genuine opening up of that to the Lord, right? That's good. I hope we're not always arguing with the Lord, but actually, this is an amazing thing. As we're opening to the Lord, you know, we're opening to the Lord what's going on inside of us, it actually gives him a way to take care of what's inside of us. You see, so if we never opened that up and we just, you know, did all the verse reciting and we did all the, you know, things on the outside, but we never opened up what was inside, he never had a chance to come in and touch and heal, right? To give you, to put his joy inside of you. He never had an opening. So I remember one time I was just, you know, I was going through something and I was just kind of really irritated with a brother. Eventually I was just trying to have morning revival, this and that, and nothing seemed to be working. And I said, Lord, I'm just going to tell you, I don't like this brother right now. And I started to tell him, he's so blah, he's so blah, he's so blah. We'll just leave it at blah. But as you're opening that, or as I was opening that, eventually, you know, the Lord, he had a way, and he caused me to realize, Dion, you don't love your brother. And so I said, that's right, Lord, I don't love my brother. I was being genuine, right? But at the same time, as I say that, there's a conviction like, oh, Lord, I don't love my brother, right? You're love, but I don't love, you know? And it brought me into a sort of a sweet kind of loving, I don't know, you call it confession, right? You're just confessing. And actually, his blood cleanses, and he shines, and eventually, this was so sweet, eventually, I started praying for my brother so strongly. And I realized, oh, Lord, I hardly ever even pray for my brother. How terrible is that, right? Our brother Frank is going to continue along this line. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My name is Frank Hall. I'm from New York City. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for prayer. You know, prayer is something seemingly so common that even many non-Christians, they know about a little bit about prayer. Their natural concept is prayer just telling God or asking God about something. So sometimes you see even in the movies, you know, when someone has nothing they can do about, they would come and say, God, if you're there, this is what I want. I hope you can do something about it. Well, growing up in the church life, I'm somewhat kind of under that influence that many times when I come to spend time with the Lord, when I pray, I would tell God or ask God to do many things or tell him things. But I just kind of leave it that there. But here, prayer is a kind of fellowship. We know fellowship is always a two-way communication, right? Recently, in sharing this lesson with the junior hires, I was really helped to see that prayer is a communication. God wants to communicate with us, just as we want to communicate with Him. And any kind of communication, there's back and forth, right? When I send a text message to you, I expect to hear something back from you. I don't just send a hello and then just leave it there. I expect something to come back from you. This is the same way we should practice in our personal time with the Lord. We have to be genuine to tell the Lord what's in our heart, but at the same time, we need to ask the Lord, Lord, what do you want to talk to me about? What do you want to share? We don't just tell Him, but actually the Lord has a lot that He wants to tell us what's on His heart. But one of the kind of a frustrating thing is sometimes you feel like you're telling the Lord all the things, but you're not hearing back from Him. You're not getting answer from Him. You don't know what He's trying to tell you. And that many times is because of, I got a verse for you. This is in Isaiah 59, verses 1 and 2. No, Jehovah's hand is not short that it cannot save, nor is His ear so heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have become a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden His face from you so that He does not hear. It's not that the Lord didn't hear us, but many times our sins is in the way. Our sin has become an insulation for us to receive the Lord's communication. You know, it doesn't take much to insulate electricity, right? We know electricity is very powerful, but it's also very sensitive. You know, my little kids, you know, every time they have problem with their little handheld DS games, you know, they would take out the cartridge and they would blow on it. because they saw me do it many times. Because sometimes the electronics doesn't work because little dust particle get in the way. So many times we have to realize that when we come to spend time with the Lord, one thing that might hinder us from receiving the Lord speaking is that there's something within us that kind of hinders our fellowship with the Lord. So many times when we go to spend time with the Lord, if we contact Him, He might bring something up. He might give you a sense. David or John or Frank, you know, something you said yesterday is not so right. It might be right, but the tone you use is not so good. At that time, if you have that sense, you need to learn to follow this sense to speak to the Lord. And this is to confess your sins. Many times we like to argue, but we have to practice to learn first to agree with the Lord. And don't avoid the subject. If the Lord brings something up, you just, Lord, oh, I didn't realize that, Lord, but I agree with you. That was not right. And also, we should not try to reason with the Lord. Don't try to give excuses. So we need to follow the sense to confess our sins. To confess our sins is just, you know, especially in our personal fellowship with the Lord, whatever the Lord brings up, we just need to follow the sense. So talk to the Lord. And the more you confess, the more you agree, the more the Lord can speak to you. You know what the Lord likes to speak to me most about? It's my mother. No, I'm going to, you know, every week I'm in a small group meeting with my mother, and I'm 46 years old. The Lord still speaks to me about my mother. You know, many times in that meeting, you know, my mother just like to call on me. You know, Frank, why don't you share something? Every time he does that, I don't like it. I don't like it. And, you know, once I even said to Lord, Mom, you know, why don't we just let everybody share, right? It's everybody's meeting. You just, you know, you can share, and I don't have to share right away. Let's just everybody. But I remember the next day, when I spent time with the Lord, just bring that up. You know, Frank, that is not right. That, the tone that you speak to your mother is not right. But right away, my feeling is, I'm trying to enjoy the Lord here. Lord, I'm trying to contact you. Don't talk about my mother. But the Lord, you know, the Lord wants to talk. You know, many times there's things that hinders you from fellow, that break the fellowship with the Lord. The Lord wants to talk to you about it. So we have to learn in our personal time just to follow the sense to talk to the Lord. Can we read 1 John 1, 9 together? If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The Lord is faithful, and He is righteous. Here, sins are the offenses that we accumulate before God and many times also toward man. And many times we are not aware of. But the Lord is faithful to bring that up in our fellowship with Him. And if we confess our sins, now here confessing is not just telling the Lord that you will not do it again, but first just to agree with the Lord. Again, you know, it's not that easy. Sometimes you may argue, but eventually the Lord supplies you. I enjoy Brother Dion's experience. First you argue with the Lord, but, you know, I just don't like this brother. But the more you speak to the Lord about it, the Lord touches you, enlightens you, and He is faithful so that when you confess, when you tell the Lord, Lord, yes, I just don't love this brother. I agree with you. Be my love, Lord. I need you as my love. The Lord is faithful to forgive us. Here, forgiving is to remove that offense that the fellowship could be restored and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Unrighteousness is the stain of the sins or the sins that you have committed. Now, when you sin, when you did something that's not right, there's a stain, there's an effect that caused you that's not so pleasant. There's a stain of so sin is the offense, and unrighteousness is the stain. So the Lord is faithful to forgive us of our offenses, and He's faithful also to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And many times, spontaneously, we have a sense to thank the Lord, to praise the Lord. Now, when you enter into the fellowship with the Lord, it's good always to end with a thank you, Lord. Thank you for reminding me or bringing that up so that I can now have more fellowship with you. That's very spontaneous. So we need to, Lord Jesus, amen. The more we pray, the more we have to exercise to confess our sins and to praise the Lord. Amen.